We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
622, talking politics with Blois Olson this morning on The Morning Take. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, David.
Our weather was brought to you by St. Croix Casinos a few moments ago, so get your umbrellas ready out there today. Blois, a couple of things coming up here, and one of those is something you and I chatted about yesterday. It was in the paper over the weekend, and that's Representative Omar. What's the latest?
Well, there isn't much new, except for I think what we're doing is watching to see how her colleagues respond. I have no doubt they'll be asked about it this week, whether it's Representative Betty McCollum, Representative Dean Phillips, maybe even Senators Klobuchar and Smith. And how they respond, I think, will say that there's, you know, what the mood within Democratic politics is. People have been generally quiet, so nobody's rushed to support her, but nobody's rushed to criticize her yet either. And I think, you know, depending on how this plays out, and I don't think we've seen the last chapter, it might be the most credible threat to her reelection as possible. If there's a House ethics investigation, if there's other fallout, whether it's further investigations from tax authorities, I think there's a good chance that she's going to have to answer some of these questions, or people are going to start to criticize her even more from within her own party.
Are these state issues, federal issues, or is it a combo?
It's a combo platter, because she has corrected it. So the line from their campaign is that all tax filings are now current, but I think there will be a look back, and she filed, just to remind listeners, she filed joint tax returns with somebody she wasn't married to and while she was married to somebody else. So I think there's some questions that will still be out there, both from federal and state authorities.
Hey, Blois, a different subject. National interest in Minnesota this year from the national candidates. Your thoughts?
Well, there was $41 million spent here in 2018, and that was on the heels of $27 million spent in 2016. There is this sense that that President Trump wants to win Minnesota, that they will invest heavily here. And if that becomes the case with Tina Smith on the statewide ballot, you could see spending nearing $30 million again. I think we won't have quite as many competitive congressional races, but you have to remember all 201 seats in the Minnesota legislature will be up. And with Republicans trying to hold on to the Senate and Democrats seeing that as their greatest opportunity to kind of advance their agenda, I would expect that big spending on those legislative races probably higher than we've ever seen before.
We have both mayors, one in Minneapolis, one in St. Paul, giving public speeches today. What are they talking about?
Yeah, Mayor Melvin Carter is going to speak at the grand opening about Rice Park. If people have been in Rice Park near the St. Paul Hotel and Xcel Energy Center, it's been under renovation for a little over a year. So it will reopen today with a new design and looks very nice. And then Mayor Jacob Frey will open what's said to be the first new public housing in Minneapolis in a number of years, and he'll address that crowd later today. So, you know, even though the legislature's out, there's still plenty of politics going on in those cities, especially as both of those mayors get ready to prepare their budgets.
Hey, Blois, what's going on in Ramsey County with the trash?
Well, this trash issue is actually just St. Paul. But there was a change in St. Paul a couple years ago to make it so that there was one carrier or one trash hauler for all of St. Paul. Previously, you could pick your own. So you and I are neighbors. You have one, I have another. Yours comes on Tuesday, mine comes on Wednesday. Neighbors complain, traffic, noise, all those things, trash. And so St. Paul consolidated that, and some citizens sued, and they won. And now the citizens want Melvin Carter to hold a listening session on whether or not the city should appeal the court ruling that ruled against the city. This is a very passionate discussion in St. Paul. And one of the reasons is because the collections and the cost to the citizens for trash collection was very high, much higher than it was before. And it could cost the city up to $100 million to fix it. So it's not going to be a light bill for St. Paul taxpayers.
Well, and that was a Ramsey County judge who made the decision, but only for the city of St. Paul then.
Yep, correct.
Okay, and the governor has a roundtable coming up this week. What's that going to be about?
Yeah, tomorrow it's going to be about insulin and the fact they didn't pass emergency insulin funding. There's been a bipartisan group of legislators trying to find a way to do this. People have called for a special session. So the governor's going to host a roundtable tomorrow. We don't know who's going to be there, but I think it's going to raise the specter that there could be a one-day special session on insulin funding. I think the challenge is that people are going to want to throw other things in there, including Speaker Hortman, who said she'd like a special session on bonding. So I think the challenge will be to limit the scope of that special session if there is one.
You know, there was a time before the elections that these public town hall meetings got a little bit kind of, wild or loud or unruly in some cases. I see Dean Phillips is hosting one, though, coming up this week. Are they tamed down right now?
And they are, but these members of Congress are really taking some pretty big precautions when it comes to security and checking people in. I know Congressman Jim Hagedorn had one last week, and Congressman Emmer's going to have another one, but they're making people show their ID to show that they're from the district. They're not allowed to bring in props, things like that. But if you remember that Eric Paulson was criticized heavily for not having town hall meetings, as was Jason Lewis, both of them lost. And so I think the members of Congress have figured out they've got to do these. Otherwise, they're going to be open to not being accessible to the people.
Hey, have an awesome day, boys.
You too, Dave. I'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.